the day I saw the entirety of the cosmos enter my mind's eye, and I did not scream. I'm not sure what to say about it that day. It lingered somewhere between insanity and genius, and I still wonder where it's left me. Such a fine, fine line. I've learnt to be a high wire act, gently making my way across. Sway in. Balance was never my strongest point, physically, or as it turned out, mentally. Ironically, bipolar. If I was an alcoholic, I could be on the wagon. I could be recovering. Not that I'd want to be an alcoholic. That shit is hard to shake. But I can only be in remission, like a cancer patient, or be between episodes, like catching up on your favourite TV series during a lazy Sunday afternoon. But I'm quite sure the sky above rolled up into a cylinder, like Arthur C. Clarke's Rama, or a giant Chinese spring roll, and it, encompassing the cosmos, inserted itself into my consciousness through my third eye. No, not my bellend, you bellend. The one where a bindi might go if you were a Hindu instead of a heathen like me. And I didn't scream at this revelation. I laughed and I laughed and I couldn't stop myself laughing for the next hour. Because the cosmos had spoken to me, and it had a wicked sense of humour. It said, an alien, a human, and a ghost entered the bar, and upon seeing this, the barman mentally cracked, knowing there should be a great punchline, but he couldn't think of it, but he knew it existed. Then, after 10 years of psychotherapy, the barman told me, the cosmos, that if it's all the same to you, I'd rather not be a barman anymore. I, the cosmos, asked him, why not? And he said, because I don't get paid enough for this shit. Boom, 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 went the anthropomorphized cosmos, and it immediately turned into a fox and ran off at speed. Some would say faster than light. Well, they would say that. Bloody scientists, always looking to bend the rules in their favour. The cosmos, as ever, will have the last laugh, because it's mostly dark matter. So put that wormhole into your crack pipe and smoke it, because you might as well smoke it. We are all recycled. Nothing is brand new. Everybody is a copy of a copy. Me, I'm sure I got Charlton Heston's sense of irony and Marilyn Monroe's taste in love, not forgetting Abraham's sense of the grandiose. Pass the pipe. The cosmos will be needing my matter soon, the ultimate recycling machine. My life for you, my life for yours. Boom, boom, boom.